Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahnu naqussu 'alayka naba'ahum bil haqq. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وقال تعالى والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, Hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we going out in an expedition. It was a very tense battle. And some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had deep desire and intent within themselves to sacrifice even the last drop of blood as long as the flag of Islam will be risen, as long as the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fly high. With this in mind, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them in the ranks of the Muslims, headlong withdrawing themselves into the battlefield and lines to try and overcome the enemy. So some of the Muslims, when witnessing and seeing this, had mentioned that do not throw yourselves into destruction. مَهْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يُلْقِي بِيَدَيْهِ إِلَى تَهْلُكَ. That stop, don't do this. How can you throw yourself into the battlefield being so ready to sacrifice your life? In this process, you are throwing yourself into destruction. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, a very senior sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was present in that very expedition. And immediately he cautions the group of the Sahaba and the non-Sahaba, the Muslims. And he says, wrong, incorrect. نزلت هذه الآية فينا. That this ayah was revealed and I was present in the expedition with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the army and he says, right, we are going in a certain direction. And some Sahaba radiallahu anhum had intentions deep down and they said, listen, we've really given a lot for the deen of Allah. You name the expedition, we've participated. I think so it's time now, نُقِيمُ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا وَنُسْلِحُهَا. Let's give some time for the dunya. We've given enough for the deen. A lot of time we've given. So let's take out some time to just improve our system in the business. Just give little bit more time for the dunya. On this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا. That do not throw yourselves into destruction means, O Sahaba, O Muslim, O Ummati Muslima, if you abandon jihad, you do not make efforts for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this you will be throwing yourself into destruction. نَدَعُ الْجِهَادِ وَنُقِيمَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا. If we abandon effort and sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are putting ourselves into destruction. It was the battle of Muta, 8 Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent an envoy, a person. So he comes back, this sahabi, he comes back, or rather he does not return. The news comes that he has been killed. And it was international criminal law in those days that if an envoy had been killed, then there's no end to that war. It's either we survive or you survive. So it's the battle of the fittest if the envoy is killed. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum never ever killed a messenger. Kufar previous to this had never even touched any messenger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Year 8th Hijri, one of the messengers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is killed. Al-Harith radiallahu anhu. News comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 8th year of Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gathers Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The biggest contingent ever to fight. To fight. Yes, in the conquest of Makkah, Mukarramah, there were more Muslims that were present. But that wasn't a battle that was fought. But the biggest contingent of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that went out to fight was the Battle of Mutah. 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum are sent. 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi Sam calls the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he says that the Amir of this expedition will be Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. O Zayd, you will hold the flags of leadership. In Usib, O Zayd, if you are martyred, then Ja'far radiallahu anhu will take the flag. He'll be the leader. He'll take the reins of leadership. And if Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, if he is martyred, then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu becomes the leader. And if he is martyred in Usiba, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum should get together and appoint mutually between themselves a leader for them, for the army. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 3,000 in number, is all planned out. First leader, second and third. They are leaving Medina Tayyibah. One Jew comes. And he now starts to instill fear within Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, listen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke. And the words of a Nabi will never miss its target. Listen carefully to what your Nabi has said. He said, if you are martyred, then it's him and then it's him. O three Sahaba, definitely you're going to be martyred in this expedition. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum take a step back. They really give it some thought. And Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu tells Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there's nothing to fear. We're going out for jihad. What are we scared of? Let's move. So Sahaba says, yes, definitely we have to move on. Forget about the thinking and let's move. So they go out in the Battle of Mutah was fought in one of the areas in Jordan. Till today, if we go, then there is an area which they will show that the battlefield had taken place in this area. This was the battlefield. And the Qubur of Sahaba radiallahu anhum at different points in the battlefield. And the moment they come to the lands of Mutah in Jordan. Now Sahaba radiallahu anhum never take a flight. They were not in business class. Forget about even taking a air-conditioned taxi. They had on foot, some of them, and some on horseback, camelback, had come to the, from Medina Tayyibah, had come to Jordan, to fight a battle. No taking a rest, no holiday, immediately the battle starts, after a few days. When they come to the area of Mutah, then the news comes to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that the kuffar that we're going to be standing off and facing is 100,000 in number. With 100,000 reinforcement. So we 3,000 against 200,000 in actual fact. The reinforcement is waiting. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum put their heads together. They're all in Mashwara and they, what do we do? Some say, listen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not informed of this number. He thought it's going to just be a normal expedition. Let's go back to Medina Tayyibah. Make mashwara and come back. If we have to fight, we come back. Some says, no, no, wait, hold on. Let's wait here. We'll send few. Make mashwara, come back with the answer. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, again he says, O Sahaba radiallahu anhum, inna allati takrahoon lillati kharajtum. That which you are scared of is what we have come for. You're scared of martyrdom? We've come for it. And whoever has come for his martyrdom today will stand his ground and fight this battle. 3,000 against 200,000. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum were victorious in the battle of Mutah. But the lesson is when we sacrifice, Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave the ultimate. They gave their lives, the last drop of blood for the deen of Allah. Whatever sacrifices we can make for the deen of Allah, in our own circles, in our own lives, to whichever standard, we need to just take it one few notches more in sacrificing for the deen of Allah. Generally when it's the new year and the sun is going into metric, and we say, listen, beta, that's your goal. That's what I want. And then there is already pressure. He's in metric. He's in grade 12. And then he says, if you need to get into that faculty in this university, choice one, you need so many percent. You need so many A's. As listen, you're not going to make it. You'll have to drop and take third option of yours, or do this, or do something else, in which there's more scope for you. Now he's ready to do and give it all, because he knows. Now this is the time that we sit as a family, that we put our heads together and say, what is the goal of our family this year? What do we want to attain? What's our goal? Recently we were in one of the African countries, and the jalsa that was taking place, and one of the students was reciting, and he's in his recitation, he burst out into tears, held himself, and he completed that one surah he needed to read, one surah. And then the MC had spoken, and he said that this boy, his father has passed away 5 months ago. This boy, his father, 11 years old, Hafidhul Quran, his father passed away. But before the father had taken ill, he was feeling unwell, he had come to the madrasa. He says, tells the principal, I want to have a meeting with you and my son. My son has got 3 paras left. He's got 3 juz left. And the benefit for me is that he must complete his hifz. That's all I want to see, Maulana. All I want to see is my son completing his hifz. And the son had just read his last sabak. Around the last para he was, father was admitted to hospital and then he passed away. So he was not even there for the jalsa. He didn't even hear the news of his father, of his son completing his hifz. But we can imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the news to that father in the qabr, how happy wouldn't be the heart of that father. That was my investment. A waladin salihin yad'ula. That's my investment. And now this is the time in the new year that we have to really make a concerted effort and correct decisions for our children. This is the time. Remember, our children are a living message to a time we will not see. They are a living message. We're not going to see the time. But the message to the time is the children. This is our investment. It's the time we make the correct decisions. We don't say that there's no need for any worldly education or degrees or whatever the case may be. No problem. We need Muslim doctors. We need Muslim psychologists, we need Muslim businessmen. Yes, we require all of this. But uppermost on the list is the deen. We need Muslim doctors. We need Muslim professionals. We need Muslim businessmen. Those that will be worried and concerned for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Uppermost. If we make an effort for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Zayd radiallahu anhu was martyred in the battle of Mutah. The honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given his son, Usama radiallahu anhu, was known as Hibbur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When there was a dispute among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then they looked around and they said, who will speak to Nabi Sallam and intercede on behalf of this matter? So Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, مَن يَجْتَرِئُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكَلِّمُهُ فِيهَا إِلَّا حِبُّ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَّمْ. Who will be more courageous and bold to ever table a discussion or any matter with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than the most beloved? It's Usama. Usama, can you please go and speak? He says, definitely. I've got a very close bond. Nabi Sam loves me. Nabi Sam loves me. Aisha radiallahu anha said, after I heard, man kana yuhibbu Allah wa rasula فَلْيُحِبَّ أُسَامَةَ. He says it's impossible for anyone to hate Usama radiallahu anhu. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever claims to love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should develop love for Usama radiallahu anhu, should love him. At the age of 20, last closing days in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallam is looking for an Amir for the expedition. He says, Usama, you will be the Amir. There was some chit-chat amongst Sahaba to see, so young, so small, how will he manage? Nabi Sam says, he is my beloved, he will be the leader. Nabi Sam passed away and he was the last Amir to be appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. Nabi Sam loved Usama radiallahu anhu. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when Umar radiallahu anhu was giving the stipend from the Baytul Mal and the public treasury, he gave his son 2,500 dirhams. He calls Usama radiallahu anhu, gives him 500 dirhams. Ibn Umar says, O father, ya Abi, ya Abati, O my father, you gave him double, yet my efforts and sacrifices outdo his. Umar radiallahu anhu says, O Ibn Umar, Usama was more beloved to Nabi Sam than you. And his father was more beloved to Nabi Sam than your father. That is why he will get double. For that reason, he will get double. So the barakat of the father sacrificing, that cascaded down to the children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to the responsibilities, the needs of the child, Usama radiallahu anhu, became the most beloved among Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Muta, holding the flag, one arm is cut. We read it in Fadail Amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that every day, inshallah, we will sit with the family and read some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. So one hand is cut. He takes the flag with the other hand is cut. And he tries to hold it until he is martyred. Then Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that his two hands will be changed to that of wings in Jannah. He was known as Ja'far At-Tayyar, the flying Ja'far. For his bravery, some explanation say he will be flying in Jannah. Difference of opinion. But Ja'far At-Tayyar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Ja'far radiallahu anhu, and these leaders are all martyred, then Nabi sallam, the news comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these are martyred. So the news goes to the different homes who is martyred. And he comes to the house of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. When he comes in, the children are outside. Small Abdullah radiallahu anhu, Muhammad and a few others. Small boys. Some are crying. Some are still playing. Don't know what happened. And the wife is in tears. Nabi Sam comes and he holds the children of Ja'far. He holds them. And he says to the, I am your father. You've lost a father, but I am your father. But the wife is tearing. She says, Al-ailata takhafi. Nabi Sam says, you worried about the children? Wa ana waliyuhum fi dunya wal akhirah. From today, I take care of their needs. I'm the father of these children. I'm the guardian of these children. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Allahumma khluf Ja'faran fi ahlihi wa Abdullah fi safqatihi. O may Allah, you take care of the family of Ja'far radiallahu anhu. With regards to Abdullah, put barakat in his hands. Small boy, put barakat. Allahumma barik lahu fi tijaratihi. This is Ja'far radiallahu anhu. So much barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. Even if he bought something that was a dead land, he would have doubled the profit of it. No one was ready to buy it. Usman radiallahu anhu, one day he comes, he says, oh Umar, please you have to put restrictions. Abdullah bin Ja'far doesn't know what he's doing. He's buying a dead land. There's no value. He paid 60,000 dirhams for it. He's going to lose his inheritance from his father. So Umar radiallahu says he knows what he's doing. Nabi Sam made dua for him. Eventually he sold it for 3 times the price. That which even Uthman Ghani, the most acute of businessmen, Usman radiallahu anhu, he said, what are you buying a dead land? But due to the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the lesson for every one of us, when we make an effort for the deen of Allah, Allah will put barakat in the dunya of our children. When we make an effort for the deen of our children, Allah will put barakat in the dunya. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When we will teach deen to our children, then when for them to make the khidmat of the parents will be an honor. Papa, you're so old, come stay with me. You can't stay on your own. But if we're going to give them dunya and only education, and deen is secondary, then they will build old age homes for their parents. Then to take care of them, we'll get someone, we'll pay him. I mean, job creation, now get someone to look after him. Now to even change that nappy of that father, it's hard, man. It's hard, it's not easy. We're not used to all these things. Why? Because you put dunya first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of us the tawfiq. We're not saying that they shouldn't study. We're not saying they shouldn't do business. We are saying give them deen first. And the most important time now is the time of the maktab. That we need to make an effort, we make the correct decisions. Not maktab Monday to Thursday only. We will look for the maktab that Monday to Friday. Overseas they're doing maktab 6 days a week. 6 days. Only one day is a holiday. Even on that, from the weekend, one day is 3 hours of maktab. That maktab system that was polished, that was improvised in South Africa, is being exported out of South Africa. And today, the best of systems which we have in our country, we don't even know the value of it. We were in this country in Africa, and that Mawlana, you say, Mawlana, who can we get the certain syllabus from? Can you bring the certain kitabs for us? You say, no problem, brought the kitabs. But I say, but didn't you all as the ulama of the country sit together and let's devise and bring up some syllabus? Mawlana, if it's made in South Africa, what else do we need to do? The work is done for us. That work which is done for us, we don't value it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to value whatever we have in South Africa, remove the difficulties, the sufferings of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.